Illinois, ICE nabs illegal monster who judge freed after suspect allegedly decapitated woman. By Amy Furr on July 20, 2025. An illegal immigrant charged in a woman's grisly death in Waukegan, Illinois, and who was set free is in custody again. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents nabbed the illegal, identified as Mexican native 52-year-old Jose Luis Mendoza Gonzalez, in Chicago on Saturday, Fox News reported. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said the suspect had been arrested in April and charged with concealing a corpse, abusing a corpse, and obstruction of justice. But his time in custody did not last very long because Lake County Judge Randy Bruno decided to cut him loose. Images show the suspect and the judge responsible for his release. The victim in the case is identified as 37-year-old Megan Boss, who was reported missing in early March after relatives said she disappeared in February. Police later found her body stuffed into a container in Mendoza Gonzalez's yard. In addition, authorities said the victim had been decapitated and the container was filled with bleach. A DHS spokesperson said it is absolutely repulsive this monster walked free on Illinois streets after allegedly committing such a heinous crime. Megan Boss and her family will have justice. Mendoza Gonzalez pleaded not guilty in May, NBC Chicago reported. The outlet said Boss' family demanded changes to the Illinois Safety Act after the suspect was released. Her father said, "This guy belongs in jail. Who does this? Who isn't held accountable for their actions? For hiding a body for 51 days in a dumpster?" In addition, her mother said the suspect claimed Boss was with him to do drugs and she overdosed. "We don't know if any of that is true. And he's not being held before we find out if he had a hand in what happened to my daughter," the victim's mother stated. In September 2022, Breitbart News reported on Governor J.B. Pritzker's, D., Safety Act. The new law titled the Safety, Accountability, Fairness and Equity Today, Safety, Act, which will take effect on January 1 of next year, is being lashed by critics for eliminating cash bail, which, they say, will end up putting dangerous, violent criminals back on the streets almost as soon as they are arrested. Click here to read more about the Safety Act and how it has affected the residents of Illinois.